The Colton-Pareko trade saga isn't over, it's just entering a new phase. 2 weeks after the 32-year-old defenseman invoked his no-movement clause to block a deadline deal to the Buffalo Sabres, the question hovering over the St. Louis Blues' entire offseason is whether Pareko will still be wearing the blue note when training camp opens in September. The answer depends on a new general manager, a rebuilding roster, and a veteran blue liner whose production has fallen off a cliff. Pareko's full no-movement clause gives him the hammer in any Colton-Pareko trade discussion. But the Blues are clearly moving in a direction that doesn't include a $6.5 million defenseman putting up 14 points in 61 games. Something has to give, and July might be when it does. The deadline deal that blew up in everyone's face, the Sabres had a deal in place. A first-round pick and defensive prospect Radim Mirka were heading to St. Louis in exchange for Pareko. Both front offices had agreed to the framework. All that was left was the formality of Pareko waving his no-movement clause. He didn't. "I love wearing the blue note," Pareko told reporters after the deadline passed. "This is my 11th season here, and it's a special thing." But the fallout was ugly. Details of the Colton-Pareko trade leaked before he had even made his decision, sending his phone into meltdown mode. "That's when my phone started blowing up," he said. "I was trying to make my own phone calls and figure out my own personal stuff." GM Doug Armstrong was livid about the leak and launched an internal investigation, checking phone records, texts, and emails of the entire staff. Everyone passed. Armstrong called the leak very disappointing, and Blues chairman Tom Stillman publicly defended the organization's integrity, saying he found it deeply offensive that anyone questioned Armstrong's operation. Pareko went out of his way to clarify that his decision had nothing to do with Buffalo as a destination. "They have a great team, and they're one of the hottest teams in the league right now," he said. "It has nothing to do with the organization at all. It's just at this specific time, I love being a Blue." That phrase, "at this specific time," is doing a lot of heavy lifting. And front offices around the league noticed. Key takeaways: Pareko's full NMC remains active through the 2027-28 season, meaning he controls his destination for the next two summers. Any Colton-Pareko trade requires his blessing. His $6.5 million cap hit runs through 2029-30, 4 years remaining, with an $8 million base salary in 2025-26 that makes him expensive to move. Production has cratered to 1 goal and 14 points in 61 games this season. A career-low pace for the 6'6 right-shot defenseman. Alex Steen replaces Doug Armstrong as GM on July 1st, giving the Blues a fresh voice in any trade conversations this summer. The Blues already traded Braden Schenn and Justin Falk at the deadline, accelerating a retool that's clearing cap space and ice time for younger defenders like Logan Mailloux and Adam Jiříšek. St. Louis sits at 27-29-10 with 64 points, dead last among Central Division playoff contenders and firmly in retool territory. Why July changes the Colton-Pareko trade equation: the biggest shift between now and July has nothing to do with Pareko's contract clause. His full NMC doesn't convert to a 15-team no-trade list until July 1, 2028. So even this summer, the Blues still need his full cooperation to make a deal. What does change is the man making the phone calls. Armstrong transitions to president of hockey operations on July 1, handing the GM chair to Alex Steen. And a new general manager typically means a new vision. Armstrong drafted Pareko in the third round back in 2012, developed him into a top four defenseman, and stood next to him when the Blues won the Stanley Cup in 2019. That history creates loyalty, and loyalty can cloud judgment when your $6.5 million defenseman is posting a -12 and averaging fewer than 0.23 points per game. Steen won't carry that same emotional attachment. His mandate from ownership is clear: get younger. The Blues already shipped out captain Braden Schenn and veteran defenseman Justin Falk at the 2026 trade deadline, opening roster spots and cap flexibility for prospects. Armstrong himself explained the moves were necessary to create space for younger players like Logan Mailloux and Adam Jiříšek. Pareko's roster spot and $6.5 million in cap space could fund a significant piece of that rebuild. And with the salary cap ceiling jumping to $104 million next season and $8.5 million increase, more teams will have the room to absorb his contract. The contract problem nobody wants to talk about here's where the Colton-Pareko trade conversation gets uncomfortable. His on-ice numbers don't match his price tag anymore. Not even close. Season GPGAP plus forward slash TOI 2023-24825216-14-23:05-2024-2572164-8342+422:48-2025-2668-4-22:22 The 2024-25 season, 16 goals, plus 4, looks like the outlier now, not the baseline. Pareko has one goal in 61 games this year. 1. For a defenseman earning $6.5 million with 4 years left on his deal, that's a problem that goes beyond a shooting percentage correction. He's still logging 22-plus minutes per night, he's still a physical presence at 6'6 and 228 pounds, and he's still a right-shot defenseman, one of the most coveted commodities on the trade market. But teams aren't paying $6.5 million for a guy who projects for 17 points over a full season. The Blues would almost certainly need to retain salary to move him. And even then, the acquiring team is banking on Pareko bouncing back to something resembling his 2024-25 form rather than the ghost they're watching right now. What's next for the Blues and Pareko from my perspective? The Colton-Pareko trade happens this summer, but not the way most people expect. Here's why: Steen's first order of business as GM will be defining who stays and who goes in this retool. The Blues have built a young defensive pipeline with Mayu, Jiříšek, Filip Broberg, and Dylan Holloway already in the fold. Pareko is the odd man out, a 32-year-old eating $6.5 million on a team that won't be competitive for at least two more seasons. Pareko himself left the door cracked open. Multiple reports indicated it wasn't an easy decision to stay, and his careful language at this specific time suggests the conversation isn't closed permanently. A new GM calling with a clear plan, a West Coast destination, per reports, Pareko prefers staying out west, and the right pitch could change the calculus entirely. The Blues aren't in a rush. They don't have to move him. But keeping a declining $6.5 million defenseman on a rebuilding roster when you could convert that cap space into futures? That's bad asset management. And Alex Steen didn't get this job to maintain the status quo. Frequently asked questions: can the Blues trade Colton Pareko without his consent? No. Pareko's contract includes a full no-movement clause that remains active through the 2027-28 season. The Blues cannot trade him to any team without his written approval. Starting July 1, 2028, the clause converts to a 15-team no-trade list, giving the Blues slightly more flexibility, but that's still 2 years away. What is Colton Pareko's contract and cap hit? Pareko signed an 8-year, $52 million extension with the Blues, carrying a $6.5 million cap hit per season. He has 4 years remaining on the deal through the 2029-30 season. His base salary in 2025-26 is $8 million, though his cap hit remains $6.5 million due to the contract's signing bonus structure. Why did Pareko reject the Sabres trade at the deadline? Pareko said his decision was purely about wanting to remain in St. Louis, not about any issue with Buffalo. I love wearing the blue note. This is my 11th season here, and it's a special thing, he told reporters. He emphasized that the Sabres are a great organization and his rejection had nothing to do with the organization at all. Who is replacing Doug Armstrong as Blues GM? Alex Steen. The former Blues forward takes over as general manager on July 1, 2026. Armstrong transitions to president of hockey operations. Steen inherits a roster in full retool mode after the Blues traded Braden Schenn and Justin Falk at the 2026 trade deadline, while keeping Pareko, Robert Thomas, and Jordan Kyrou as part of the remaining core.